CheapSolar.com.
Just in case you didn't know it, the U.S. is a possible site for a future terror attack, and somebody might be planted here waiting to do something to any of us at any moment. Could that be more vague? Well, that's the warning that was released earlier in the day in the wake of what happened with Faisal Shahzad, of course, Times Square, trying to blow a portion of it up, and there was the comparison made that something else is going on because that was a failed attempt. So the Pakistani Taliban has somebody in place. They're going to do something. We don't know where. We don't know what. We don't know who it is. I thought we were already living under that threat. Not to make light of it. Isn't it already there? It's like I said, when you go to the airport and you see those signs, high alert. The airport's under high alert. Every time I go to Tampa, I think high alert today, but it is every day since 9/11. I've seen that same sign. What does it all mean? I don't know. Kate Delaney's my name. This show is America Tonight. We zig and zag all over the place. Coming up in our next segment, aren't you lucky if you accidentally found me and you were listening to George Norrie down the dial talk about the UFOs and who's going to represent the human race when we encounter aliens? Because if you stick through, you could win a fabulous prize. All you have to do is correctly guess the score of our randomly chosen game of the week in the NFL. It is week 6. Who knows what game it'll be? Who do you think's going to win? What do you think the score is going to be? You could absolutely hate football. You could love football. You could think that you should be announcing the games because you hate the people on Fox. Doesn't matter. So whether you want to analyze it or not, you just take a guess, a stab at it, if you will. It's like circling numbers on a lottery card. Only if you win, you get huge bragging rights plus a whole bunch of prizes. A whole bunch of prizes. And for the first 5 people who call into the show, you get a copy of the book, The Bears. So if you're a Chicago Bears fan, you want to make sure you jump in on that action. But it's only for the first 5 because poor Donovan Madsen, who does a fabulous job here as the technical maestro of America Tonight, is going to be answering a lot of phones. He's flying solo, so he's going to be hopping all over the place. What you need to do when you call in, and then, of course, you get in line, you're going to take your score guess. You've automatically won the Bears book for the first 5. What you're going to do is give him, probably the easiest thing to do would be to give your email address. If you don't have email, then give your whole address. And then we'll send you a note, and you can tell us your address. You don't have to worry about it. So we'll send you a note, congratulate you on winning the book. Then you tell us where you want the book sent. Maybe to your work, maybe to your home. It doesn't matter, but you can give us all the details there so you don't have to panic, and he doesn't have to have the phones ringing all over the place. Okay? How's that? What a deal. Such a deal. Before we dive into that, however, I already mentioned the fact that, okay, we know there's a threat. Now we've been warned it's looming, and it's payback for Faisal Shahzad not being able to carry through on his attempt. Probably the biggest water cooler buzz, the biggest water cooler buzz that's going on, easy for me to say, right now is the fact that a judge in Florida is saying, okay, you can push this ball forward. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's over the constitutionality of health care reform. Florida was the first to file that suit against it, saying it was unconstitutional to make people have to get health care coverage. And a judge in Florida agrees, which means, I think, this will end up going all the way to the Supreme Court. There's a good chance it could get struck down. The Supreme Court takes that out. I wouldn't be surprised by that because you're strictly going by the law and the constitutionality of it. Therefore, I think that there's a good chance that happens. Maybe not, though. It could go either way. We know it would be a tight vote. Eventually, that happens. If anything else, as part of the health care law, because it's a law now, if part of it else gets thrown out, I think the big thing will be just that one. Because remember, the IRS was going to hire a whole bunch of people to try to enforce it. They probably have to put the brakes on that till they know what happens as it goes through the chain, the different levels. It's going to end up at our highest court, I'm positive of it. And that's what happened in Florida. Now, remember, there were 20 states in all that were challenging. A Michigan judge said the opposite, but it doesn't matter because it advances as to what happened in Florida. Because of what the Florida judge said, it can move forward, basically striking down the government's law, that one tenet in the law. Makes it very interesting. Where this ends up is the same thing. We don't know. We'll see. I'm almost positive the highest court in the land is going to get a crack at this. This was an interesting moment. I'm going to call it the blunder of the day. Or maybe it was just about the show. Maybe it's all because it's about the ratings, right? And if you have a guy named The Situation who is being watched by 6 million people and has $5 million worth of contracts out there because he has six pack abs and he talks with a Jersey accent and everybody likes it that he's kind of a dunce and whatever. It's all about infotainment. It's all about entertainment. It's all about reality shows now. So maybe The View had to spice it up. That's what I'm thinking. Bill O'Reilly is a guest a bunch on The View. He's been there a lot. So he got into a discussion about Park 51, which is the proposed Muslim community center that we call the Ground Zero Mosque, if you will. And O'Reilly stated that Muslims killed us on 9/11. He was arguing with Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar. And listen to what happened. It's just kind of funny. Listen to this moment in TV history.
70% of the country. I want to say something
to all of you. You have just seen what should not happen.
Do you love that, Barbara Walters? So she says that she loves her colleagues and we should be able to have discussions without washing our hands and screaming and walking off the stage. But she knows darn well, too. It makes headlines and it'll be all over the New York papers and they'll get a little bit of a bounce maybe in the ratings. Who knows? Why they're talking about the stuff that they talk about on that show, I have no idea. But I'm not a watcher of it, so some of you may know more about The View than I do. In the end, O'Reilly apologized for his remarks, sort of. Really what he was talking about was Muslim extremists. But it came out just Muslims in general, and so that's what lit the fuse on that conversation. All right, coming up next, we're going to fire it up big time. Week 6 in the NFL, baby. Maybe somebody is going to nail the score. Remember, the first 5 win the Bears. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Light them up.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier filters are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAces 3000 air purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, I can hardly wait to find out what the computer will do this week. Will it be the Dolphins and the Packers, the Seahawks and the Bears, perhaps? Those are a couple of early games with a 1 o'clock Eastern kickoff. Later in the day, there are some real doozies, including the Jets, who could go 5-1 if they can knock off Denver on the road. How about the hapless 49ers, who haven't had a win yet, hosting the Raiders? Oh, my, oh, my. And then, of course, there's the Sunday night gem, and that one really could be pretty entertaining. 3-2 teams, the Redskins hosting the Colts, both looking for their fourth win on the season. Peyton Manning, the quarterback for the Colts. Donovan McNabb, who threw over my Eagles and now is with the Redskins. He's got almost 1,400 yards on the season. McNabb happy about the last victory for the Washington Redskins in the NFC East. But what happens against the Colts could be a different story. Without further ado, let's go to the computer. Let it rip, Donovan. Oh, my, oh, my. The game is a late afternoon game. 4:15 Eastern, it'll kick the Cowboys on the road against the Minnesota Vikings. Both teams off to a rocky start, to say the least, at 1-3. Both teams desperately need a victory. Could be in danger of missing the playoffs. Brett Favre says he has a little tendonitis. Ooh, what does that mean for Favre? And, of course, the off-field woes, will it be distracting? I think it was more distracting against the Jets on Monday night. The home crowd's going to embrace them. They want wins. Who comes out the winner? Dallas Cowboys, Tony Romo, all the crazy penalties they've been having, or the Minnesota Vikings, who have problems on that offensive line? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I get to pick first, don't I? I'm going to say that the Vikings win this one. It's going to be a squeaker, though. I like the scoreboard to light up. I'm going to say, ultimately, it comes down to the Vikings, and the final score is 27-24. You may have a different view on this one. That's cool, because you're the ones trying to nail the score. After all, I'm not eligible for the prizes. Let me give out the numbers. If you're one of the first five in the gate, you win a copy of The Bears Book. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Couple of quick things here right at the top. Man, it's been rough for Wade Phillips, and it should be, because he's the captain of this ship, after all. As the coach, he's got to come up with the answers. No more penalties, at least not penalties that are not paying off, that are nothing but subtraction and are killing his club at key moments. So, Wade Phillips, what do you think about the importance of this game? What's going on with your team?
You know, unfortunately, we can't change our record where we are, but we can change it from now on. So, it's still how you finish. It's not how you start.
From the Cowboys coach to the quarterback of the Cowboys, Tony Romo's take.
We've been losing some of these games and some very difficult circumstances that, you know, we have to find a way to correct, and we're trying very hard to do that, and hopefully that'll start this weekend.
All right, we'll see, Tony. I'm voting against the, or picking against the Cowboys. You heard my score, Vikings 27-24. Let's go to our first one. That would be Clarence in Kentucky. Hey, Clarence, what do you think happens here?
Well, I tell you, now, Wade Phillips is half crazy. it makes a difference on how you start and how you finish. So I would say, I'm still going to say Dallas, 27-20.
Ooh, 27-20, because you're thinking like me, though, 27-20, but the opposite way. We'll see. Both teams need it. I think, actually, the Cowboys need it more than the Vikings, because they're going to be scalped when they come back to Dallas with the way they're playing. Clarence, good luck. Let's move from Clarence to Charlie in Kentucky. He gets the second crack at this. So Clarence won a book. So did Charlie. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, buddy? Congratulations.
I'm doing
you won a
great
book.
Oh, thank you very much. I didn't get to call in last week. We had to work overtime, so I missed you. I've gotten close so far. I think I'm going to get it this week. And I'm going to have to go with the Vikings, a little bit wider than what you thought, because Randy Moss has always been kryptonite for the Cowboys, and they have no answer, never had for Randy Moss. So I'm going to say 38-24 Vikings, and that's going to, with them trying to play Moss so tight, it's going to open up AP. So I think both of them are going to have a big game.
Yeah, you know what? I think Moss is going to have a big game. I agree with you. And he's the deep threat, and they don't have an answer. I liked your analysis on that one. All right, so Charlie's got it, 38-24. Good luck, Charlie. Have a great weekend.
You too, Kate. Good.
All right, let's go to Todd in Iowa. Todd, you get a stab at this. What do you think? Todd,
oh,
is that you?
Scott in Iowa.
Oh, Scott, I'm sorry. Go ahead,
right.
Scott. What do you think happens?
Well, I think Wade Phillips is running out of time here, and I think that the Vikings are going to win about 34-21.
34-21. So you think Minnesota kind of puts the final nail in the coffin of Wade Phillips?
I do. Maybe one or two more weeks is all.
I agree. I think he's done. He's toast. I mean, look, the Cowboys are going to host the Super Bowl. They have all the bragging that they're going around that they're going to have such a great season, and it's been miserable. It's humiliating for Jerry Jones. All right, you are locked and loaded, and congratulations. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
We go from Scott to Brian in Kentucky. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Kate. Can you hear me?
I gotcha.
Hey, how did that Iowa guy get sneak in here on us Kentucky fellas?
I don't know. What's up with that?
I don't know. I'm upset. Hey, I want to go with Dallas because I got Romo on my fantasy football. And it's going to be – and I was running the scores through my head. When you said the Vikings score, I already had 27-24, but I'm going Dallas.
All right, 27-24 Dallas. I like that you have Romo. So the problem with Romo, you know, though, is not closing the games, not getting the touchdowns. Certainly you're getting yards, so he's giving you something on the fantasy team. Who's your other quarterback?
I have Sanchez. I picked him up like the second week, yeah. And but Romo, he was on my bench last week, so that hurt me. But anyway, I still won it.
All right, so we got Dallas from Brian. Congratulations, you're a winner, too. Thanks for the call. And let's see, let's round this out. We go from, boy, we had Kentucky and Iowa, and now Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. Okay, you know what the space mouse said when he landed on Earth?
What?
Take me to your leader, Crom.
But I'm bumped.
Okay, darling. I got Favre picked to do good. He's got to because he's under all this pressure. 28-24, Dallas loses again.
Ooh, 28-24 Vikings.
Yep.
Ooh.
And
Wade Phillips is gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
And
one more thing. Representative to see the space aliens and hope they take her, Hillary Clinton.
You're full of funny tonight. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
From Secretary of State to the voice of mankind, Hillary Clinton. For those of you who don't know what that reference was, it was a reference to something I said earlier about the UN. I'm serious about this. Because this is what they do. They're picking somebody, trying to figure out who would best represent man, all of us, the whole world, humankind, when we actually meet the aliens, because eventually that's going to happen, or so they say. We're talking about the Cowboys. We're here on Earth. Cowboys at Minnesota. It is a 4:15 Eastern kick. The game, I think, is more important to the Cowboys than the Vikings, because the Cowboys have yet, first of all, to win a conference game, and every team they have to pass to earn a playoff spot has at least one or two or three or four wins in the NFC. If they don't get it done, Wade Phillips is gone. I'll meet you on the flip side for more of Nail the Score.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. How surprised will you be when the stock market goes in a direction different from what many so-called experts in the mass media are predicting? Have you ever wondered when it might be a good time to sell as well as buy gold, oil, currencies, or financial instruments? Go to FrancisInsights.com. That's Francis with an E, Insights.com. Although past performance does not guarantee future results, Francis Insights has established an excellent track record forecasting probable major market swings. Francis Insights is educational, not advisory, so how much better off will you be with this powerful ally helping you make intelligent decisions not based on greed or fear? Go to FrancisInsights.com.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
The Vikings, they're rolling out the red carpet for the Cowboys. Well, not really, but they're hosting them. Brett Favre had a tough week, no doubt. My goodness, could more be written about him and his privates? If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to Deadspin. They broke the story. The NFL is deciding whether or not they're going to suspend him for what happened when he was a Jet, and if, in fact, it's all true and the evidence and all that sort of stuff. Right now, I talked to somebody today who had a good inside track on this, and they weren't thinking that he was going to get suspended at least right away. Plus, he's got some tendonitis. He's talking about his elbow bothering him. And I'll tell you, both of these teams desperately, desperately need a win. You're 1-3. You're in the hole. The Cowboys especially, though. I gave you my reasons why. Because they're getting killed in conference games or losing conference games they can't afford. And now a tougher part of their schedule is coming up, and they go south. That coach, he's out. I can't see that they stick with Wade. I mean, this is an easy prediction to make. They keep losing games. Wade Phillips is gone. He's history. he's backing up the moving truck, and that's it, because then Jason Garrett, who's the overpaid offensive coordinator, moves into his spot. Tough times in Big D. And the Vikings, listen, you bring back Brett Favre. The city was crazy for Brett Favre last year. They almost, an interception away, basically, from going to the Super Bowl. The idea is, okay, so he turns 41, but he still has that cannon of an arm, even if it's bothering him a little bit, blah, blah, blah. This is the guy. Now we get the deep threat in Randy Moss. This is beautiful. And we have a chance here to get back into the playoffs, however we do it. And they still do, but they got to win. They've got to win. They cannot lose. If they lose this game, they're 1-4, same as the Cowboys. So, you know, flip the coin, like I said before. They both want it, to be certain. They want to walk away with that win. I think the Vikings do it, barely, though. 27-24. You may have a different take, and you might not even like football, and that's okay. You don't have to analyze the game. It is, my best analogy, it is like picking lottery numbers. Just pick a team and what you think the final score will be. If you win, you win a whole bunch of really good prizes, and you have bragging rights. Then you can say, I nailed the score, and I hate football, but I nailed the score. I think a lot of you do like football, though, and we're in week six in the NFL. So let's quickly go to Philip in Kentucky. Hey, Philip.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Doing good.
Good.
I think it's probably going to be Minnesota 21-17.
Woo, 21-17. All right, you're locked and loaded. Who knows? You could be our winner, Philip. You'll be watching that game, or at least the score anyway. Thanks for the call. Let's move on to Lou in Missouri. Yo, Lou.
Yeah, I'm going with Dallas 27-14. I'm going to go with them. And at first, it was a very tough score to nail because they're so dysfunctional and so talented, but yet, you know, Favre's got a bad arm, so, you know, yeah. As soon as you said that, I'm like, well, I'm going to go with the Cowboys because they do have some pretty good receivers and some good guys on their defensive line that could really create some problems for Dallas because Dallas's offensive line is not getting it done.
No, they're not getting it done, but, you know, DeMarcus Ware is an incredible defensive player. Absolutely. There's no question. He's the guy. I mean, what team wouldn't want DeMarcus Ware if you watch how he's playing? And talking about some of the people that are receivers for that team, for the Cowboys, Miles Austin right now, despite what's happening with the Cowboys, he's making some great catches. He's making some good plays on that team, and he's not the only one. You know, we'll see. We'll see what happens on Sunday.
I think Romo is playing better than Favre right now. I mean, you get a healthy Romo and an unhealthy Favre. I mean, I just got to go with Dallas. I mean, look at the receivers they have. So I'm going to go with Dallas.
All right. Lou's going with Dallas. Thanks, Lou.
You bet.
Let's move on to Josh in Kentucky. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Gate. How you doing tonight?
Good. How about you?
I'm well, thank you. Well, I'm going to go with the Vikings 31-24.
31-24. All right. A lot of people are thinking 24, too, for the Cowboys. So 31-24, even though he may be having problems with his arm, I think the deep threat with – I think he'll get that ball to Randy Moss. I think he'll find a way to heave that ball down the field. Even if he has to use two hands, he's going to do it. So I agree. Yeah, 31-24. All right, Josh, you're locked and loaded, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Let's see, 800-259-5791. You know the numbers. I'll say it again. 800-259-5791. Because if you're listening, you want to jump in on the action. Only goes to the top of the hour. If you can't get through on the phone lines or you're working, just hit it up and go to americatonight.net and throw out your score. I know Dave in Vermont, if you're listening, you always do that. Sometimes he calls, but If you want to go that route, you can do that, no problem. We'll make sure that you get in, but you can't do it after the top of the hour because that wouldn't be fair to everybody else. So we move from Josh to Clifford in Missouri. Hello, Clifford.
Morning, Kate. I think I'm going to have to go with Minnesota 14 to 10.
14 to 10, Minnesota. So you think defense will play a big part of this one. All right.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Tom in Kansas. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Kate. I left my radio down this time.
Good man. Very good.
Okay. Before I get into the score, the other night I called in. I forgot what I was going to say, but I've been talking about San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
Even though they're 0-5, I think they're going to sneak up and bite somebody in the tailbone. I hope it's Oakland.
I think it's Oakland because that's the game this week, so we'll see.
Yeah. This game, it may be Dallas's week to win, but I'm still going to go Vikings 28-27.
Ooh, 28-27. Okay, boy, that would be a nail biter. Tom, you take care. Thanks. Have a fabulous weekend. I know you'll be watching the game. 28-27. A lot of times it's odd scores. You know, we think in our head you have the traditional score that you're thinking of that you'll see. You just add up, you know, a couple of field goals and some touchdowns. But a lot of times it is a strange score, 28-27. How about that? Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate. I got the Vikings 24, Dallas 17.
24-17 Vikings.
Yeah.
24-17. You got that score, Rick, in Illinois.
Okay.
Have a good weekend. 800-259-5791. Rick's probably working. I think he works like 20 jobs. He juggles the most jobs of anyone that calls the show, I believe. I could be wrong. He could be pulling our leg. Didn't he tell me he was doing the kids' parties and he was making on the side, he was doing those balloon animals? That could pay pretty well. I'd be terrible at that. The balloons would just, I can barely blow up the balloon. You know how you have to tie it at the end of it and it doesn't tie right? That might be me. You're supposed to stretch it out. It never works for me. I bet she knows how to tie balloons and probably she'll pick the score. Debbie in Kentucky. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Kate. How are you tonight, sweetie?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm heading home from work, and luckily I got to call you this week. Last week we had enough overtime, I didn't even get in the car by the time it was over.
Sweet!
Yeah, so we get to play, and I'm going for the Vikings to win, and I'm going to say, if nobody has it, 27-24.
No, we've got, let's see, we've got a 27, no, we don't have to, let's see, No, 27-24 was my guess. You can take it.
Oh, yes, thank you. I think it's a good one.
That's a good omen. Wouldn't that be wild if you won it?
Yeah, it would, because I have loved playing this game, and I was really upset last week.
All right, Debbie, good luck. You got in. That's great, and have a fabulous rest of the evening.
Thank you, darling. You have a safe weekend. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Phil in Missouri, it's your turn in the barrel. You get a shot at it. What do you say, Phil?
Hey, I'm hoping Tony Romo shows up instead of Tony Ono. So I'm going to pick Romo and the Cowboys 31-20 over Brett Favre, the drama queen.
I love that, drama queen. Okay, so 31-20 you said?
20.
Okay, 31-20. 31-20 Cowboys. Thanks, Phil. We'll see. There is a lot of drama, and this course is going to be played up again, I'm sure. I can't believe they're not going to discuss it on Sunday. I mean, we heard all about it on Monday. I already knew the story. Probably a lot of you already knew the story, but that got played up, and it couldn't have been a bigger stage, and especially against the Jets. And now it's the Dallas Cowboys, and it's such a do or die for both of them. Because their backs are really against the wall. Nobody wants to start a season like that. A couple of losses, a couple of wins, different thing. But to be so far in the hole where you're 1-4, I think it'd be worse for the Cowboys, though, looking at their road ahead. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I hope someone nails the score. We're going to continue next here on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Anybody out there can actually nail this score. Week 6 in the NFL. We're talking Minnesota hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Both of them have their backs against the wall, no question about it. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I think if the Cowboys lose this, I give Wade Phillips maybe a couple more games and then that's it. I don't care what Jerry Jones says. And he's always going to defend somebody up to the point where he fires them, and then that's it. Because this is the Dallas Cowboys. He can't suffer all these losses when they're hosting the Super Bowl. And with all the bravado of the Cowboys as America's team, this is brutal. And they pump some money into core people on the team, and this is not the results I'm sure the owner of the Cowboys wanted. But the same thing with the Vikings. They just picked up Randy Moss, and they don't want and pulled back, in having Brett Favre come back again, despite the fact that some people say, maybe on the Favre thing, hey, they were an interception away. I've already said this from going to the Super Bowl, if you know that. So let's see what happens in this one. We're going to let her rip. Let's go out to Herschel in Missouri. Hey, Herschel.
Hi, Kate. I'd like to see Jerry Jones cry, so I'm going to say 24-17 Minnesota.
Oops, somebody already has that. Rick in Illinois has it, so just alter it a little bit.
21-17.
21-17 Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm with you. I think it's the Vikings. I like that. I want to see Jerry Jones cry. All right. Thanks, Herschel. Yeah, he's not happy. You think of the billion-dollar stadium, he's not happy at all. By the way, we do the nail the score thing up to the top of the hour. That's it. And the same thing for people who want to call in, who want to hit us up in the mailbag, americatonight.net. I'll make sure that we get that, no problem. Throw out a couple of guesses, though, to be sure, because a lot of them are getting eaten up. We move from Herschel to Rick in Kentucky. Hello, Rick.
Hey, how you doing? Good to get through.
I'm glad you got through. What do you think, Rick?
Oh, I want to see Jerry Jones have to take all that money and has him go buy a new manager.
All right, so what score do you like?
Anybody got 31-24, Minnesota?
Josh in Kentucky has that. You can just alter 30. It a little bit.
Okay, we'll up the ante a little bit. Let's go 34-24.
34-24. You've got it. In fact, that's interesting because you've got the Vikings 34, what did you say, 24.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Scott in Iowa who has the Vikings 34-21. So it could come down to the wire between the two of you. Thanks, Rick. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Let's move from Rick in Kentucky to another Kentucky boy, Dr. E. Hey, Dr. E.
Hello, Kate.
Yeah, what do you think, Dr. E? You're cruising down the highway. I'm sure you got a great guess in your head. You're dying to pop it out.
Oh, yeah, but I tell you what, you and Deb stole my score because when I first heard the game, I thought 27-24 Vikings.
You cannot take that.
I know it. I was going to go with you until Deb called in.
Yeah,
but I tell you what, I'll go 30-27 Vikings.
All right, 30-27 Vikings. You got it. It's close. There's some that are close to that, but you own that score, Dr. E. That's a good score. 30-27. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Cruising down the highway in that automobile that has a gazillion miles. We talked about that once on the air. All right, how about Dale in Illinois? He's a cowboy lover. I guarantee he's picking those Cowboys.
Oh, man, I tell you, these Kentucky boys are tough and old Jerry.
I know they are, aren't they? They want to see him cry.
Well, I'm going to go, I got to stick with the Cowgirls, 17-10.
Ooh.
And if they don't win this game, Wade Phillips is going to be a UFO.
That's right.
We're going to send him, we're going to send him the planet Cucamonga, that is, the entire population is liberal Democrats.
There you go. That's where he's going to be, flying around. All right, thanks, Dale. I agree. That's it for Wade Phillips. I think he may get another game, or maybe not. I mean, the fuse is going to be lit for sure if the Cowboys lose. You should hear talk radio in Dallas. I mean, they're ready, and they've been saying this almost since, they've been saying it since last year, so the conversation just continues. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We'll try to squeeze in as many as we can. How about Brian in Illinois? Hey, Brian.
Hey, Kate. I emailed you my score because I wasn't sure if I was going to get through, but I'm going to go Cowboys 21-14.
Ooh, Cowboys 21-14. Hang on a second. I want to make sure we don't have that. You think I'd know these scores off the top of my head, like I have these great memorization skills. No, you've got it. 21-14 Cowboys. Are you a Cowboy fan?
No, my wife is, though. I'm a Bears fan.
Oh, you're a Bears fan.
Yeah.
You got to listen next week and call in early because we're going to give away more Bears books.
Yeah, I tried. You were busy tonight. I couldn't get through it all.
All right, try next week. Call Jam on it right away so that you can get in because we'll give away some more of those books, okay?
All right.
All right, thanks, Brian. Boy, the Bears, hey, they're in the opposite direction of the Dallas Cowboys. Let's see, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I'm going to throw this one in. We got one from JoJo who says, I think this is going to be all about the Vikings and vindication. Even if his arm falls off, Brett Favre wins this, Don't laugh. The final score is going to be 48-21. Woo, 48-21. That would be some game by Brett Favre. That might be his last game, especially if there's no handoffs. I mean, if we're talking about deep bombs to Randy Moss. So, you know, it's not like he's a high school football player, but stranger things have happened. And I'm sure at this point, I mean, maybe the humiliation has worn off, but he's getting tagged all over the country. I mean, all over the country in sports radio, anywhere. I don't care if you're talking about national. I don't care if you're talking about local. I don't care where. Except for maybe Minnesota. They've actually been kind about this, downplaying it somewhat. I mean, I'm not saying they're not talking about it at all, but they're not talking about it the way everybody else is talking about it. So it gets a little bit of a break there. All right, we have some more people who emailed guesses to us, and we'll make sure that we get those in. I'm going to tell you about a couple of them in a second. If we've got time for maybe one more phone call, just in case somebody's trying to get through at 800-259-5791. But here's one from Susie Q. Susie Q says, Kate, why are you doing that? Why are you a hater to my Cowboys? I don't understand. Didn't you used to cover the Cowboys? I'm all over the Cowboys in this one. I think the Cowboys win it. I think the final score is going to be 38-14. Ooh, boy, that'd be ugly for Minnesota fans. Oh, it'd be sad for them. Oh, in Minneapolis, they'd be leaving early, heading for the exits. I don't know. I've actually seen, I shouldn't say that. I've seen a couple of games in Minnesota, and the fans, they kind of hang in there no matter what. They stay. It's like that in Green Bay, too. It can be freezing. They can be so lopsided, and the fans will hang. They'll stay. I mean, it's about the football in Green Bay. In Dallas, the Cowboys start to get annihilated. They head for the exits, probably because they have to walk so far. They call it in Dallas the Death Star. It looks like a flying saucer, and trying to find parking close, unless you have season tickets or you pay a fortune, you're parking out in the boonies somewhere. All right, Al in Canada gets the last word on this one. Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi, Kate. There's a guy from Saskatchewan that is the punter for it's the Packers and the Cowboys, right?
No, it's the Cowboys and the Vikings.
Oh, I see. I thought it was the Packers. There's a guy from Saskatchewan. I think he's the punter for the Packers. Okay, I'm going to pick the Vikings. Unfortunately, I'm going to pick the Vikings 28 to 17.
28-17, another Vikings pick. All right, Al, you stay warm up there in Canada. Thanks. It's starting to get a little bit cooler. I mean, not freezing by any stretch of the imagination, but we're getting closer to big-time snow eventually. Thanks to everybody who played Nail the Score. Good luck to everybody, and we'll see if we have a winner next time we meet.